welcome to Tales of Honor Podcast, a podcast dedicated to telling the true stories of every recipient of the Medal of Honor. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Tales of Honor Podcast. I'm your host, Christoph Ambrosch, and I have no birthdays to go over today. I do have one favor for those of you who are listening on Apple Podcasts and on Amazon Music, their new app. If you could do me a quick favor, I did some housekeeping this morning and decided to try out a new way of sorting all the episodes on those platforms. It might also do it on some other podcast aggregator apps, but for now, I only know of Apple Podcasts and Amazon Music that this will work with. I decided to make the show group by seasons, so each episode will be assigned a season, and I decided to put all of the conflicts together in one season. This way, throughout time, if you just wanted to listen to, like, season two, which is all of the Korean War, no matter when I do the Korean War, whether it's today or 2 years ago, they'll all group underneath that season. So if you could go check that out and let me know, you can drop me an email, message, whatever you want to do. Let me know if you like how that's grouped. If not, I kind of like the way it is, but I'd like to get some feedback. And if I don't like it, I'll just return it back to the way it was. You know, what the heck? We'll give it a try. So let me know if you like the way they're grouped. Obviously, if you're subscribed, you're going to get the newest episode first, no matter what. This is just kind of something to help with going back over time. If I say I covered somebody from World War II, you could go back to that season and check out everyone from World War II. So just let me know how you like it. So that's all I got for today. That's the business side of the house. So let's get into another Tale of Honor, episode number 349. Harry was born on the 8th of November, 1875, in Sandusky, Ohio, and a month before his 21st birthday, on the 17th of October, 1896, he enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps. Harry was soon deployed to China in support of the Boxer Rebellion, and it was his actions as a private that would earn him the Medal of Honor. The citation reads, "In action with the relief expedition of the Allied forces in China, 13, 20, 21, and 22 June, 1900, during this period and in the presence of the enemy, Orndorff distinguished himself by meritorious conduct." Harry received his Medal of Honor on the 10th of December, 1901, and he was medically discharged from the Marines the following month. He was married to Louise, and they had no children. The one inconsistency I found with Harry was the spelling of his last name. His headstone actually has it spelled Orndorff, while several sources have it spelled with two Fs, making it three different spellings for the same man. Harry Wesley Orndorff died on the 14th of July, 1938, at the age of 62, and he is buried in the Highland Park Cemetery in Highland Hills, Ohio, Veterans Section 3, Tier 5, Grave 22. And that was a Tale of Honor. Thank you for listening to Tales of Honor Podcast. Head on over to talesofhonorpodcast.com where you can read these stories, see other ways to support the show, and easily share a story with your friends and family. Tales of Honor Podcast is written and produced by Christoph Ambrosch, and theme song, A New Beginning, is by Ben Sound. If you have any questions or comments, you can send them to talesofhonorpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Christoph Ambrosch. Thanks for listening.